heart beats faster and faster.
Everybody, this is the 2008 Paranormal Convention out here in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky, the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, and we are live.
That's right. This is Paranormal Broadcasting, live, in charge, recorded. Ow! That really hurts. We are super hot on these lives right now. We've got to turn our mics way up so you folks could hear us. Because things are a little wild and crazy here. There are people everywhere. Everywhere except in front of us.
This guy's excited right here.
We got one person looking at us.
Everybody's
That's
excited.
Everybody else is on the other side of the room.
Anyway, you got a lot of cool paranormal cats here around the room. You got Dave Schrader from what radio show? Darkness Radio. You got Ghostly Talk. You got a lot of cool vendors around here. There's even a priest here.
That would be Bishop Long.
Bishop
Long of the Old Catholic Church. Well, technically, he would have the. If you're looking at it from his religious standpoint, he's the same as a priest, but he's higher up from a priest. In the Old Catholic Church, the way it works is instead of popes and things like that, they have priests. Then they have, well, actually, they have deacons, then they have priests, then they have bishops.
Oh.
So he's Bishop Long.
He's high up there.
Yeah.
He's really up there. But, you got all kinds of people. The Booth Brothers, last night, me and Nathan, we hosted the Sound Like the Booth Brothers contest here at the conference.
And let me tell you, getting you folks up on stage to do that, it was like pulling teeth.
Yeah, we're going to get you guys back for that. We've been doing this for, 6 months, trying to get somebody to sound like the Booth Brothers. We had the skull. Guys, we had the skull.
The Booth Brothers gave away a copy of each of their films.
Yeah, and we found out they did porn.
Yeah.
they did porn.
They filmed porn.
They weren't in the movie, but I don't know if it's paranormal.
They weren't in your movie.
They weren't in the picture show, but you guys.
A porn movie.
You guys, they didn't get down here. You're missing out. You're missing out. You need to drop the kids off right now and get down here because, last night it was on. It was hot, and we had a lot of stuff going. And I don't know, man. I don't know if we can, I don't know. Maybe tonight it'll get just as exciting as it was last night. Here comes Jason Gowen. Jason Gowen's walking through the room right now. Of course, Jason Gowen did the Just Say No to Orbs tour. He's from Encounters Radio. What's going on, Jason
Gowen? I thought he'd hear him the same time we are.
Man, you're not supposed to tell people about that, Jason. That was in the contract.
I ain't signed nothing.
You were not supposed to tell people about the time you spend during the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is not spent listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
He's stuck on this freaking booth.
I'm going to be talking like Christopher Saint for the rest of the week. We're going to be in Haunted Hickory next week, you and I, Jason, and I'm going to be talking just like this.
Really?
Just like
this? Just like,
it's like of course, a picture show.
Of course, Gowan's from Encounters Radio. We got that other guy coming up, Tim
Yancey. Jason Gowen, he's a nobody. Who is that guy?
Well, there's a pot calling the kettle black.
He wouldn't be nothing without that guy from the show
Kip Starr, everybody.
Yeah, Kip Starr.
What did you guys think last night? Mid-South Paranormal Convention 2008, they unveiled the movie Dr. Dawn's ASS. American Scripts.
You go first.
I think it was probably...
Well, I thought... Go ahead. You go first.
We're
not going to do it.
Go away.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Play with him.
I thought it was awesome. It was the best ASS I've ever seen.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
It was huge. That ASS was probably one of the biggest I've ever seen in my life.
They could probably put a lot more stuff in the next ASS.
Right. I don't know. There was a lot of stuff crammed into that ASS.
And of course, Jason Gowen, Tim Yancey, both stars of that movie. They were on last night, the big world premiere. What's the premiere?
Well, I enjoyed the
show. World premiere.
I enjoyed working with my co-star on that scene quite a bit. You know,
that was my brother, ladies and gentlemen.
Nathan's name. Paul Schoonover.
Paul Schoonover. Yes.
Yes. I blew that whole segment. I'm sorry.
Paul Schoonover. That was my superintendent in high school.
There's a lot of sexy paranormal people. I never realized.
My brother's gotten around.
There's sexy people in the paranormal field.
Where?
I mean, it's just. Well, you're one
show
of them.
Show me one.
Yeah.
They're all around, but you got Tiny and Allie. They got this whole table spread out here. See, the thing about this Mid-South Paranormal Convention, Tim, is that this just isn't paranormal anymore. You got the cats over here doing tattoos to the left of us. You got it's either a cat house or they got a bed and they got some pillows laid up there. No, but they're doing massage. They're doing massage therapy.
Well, Keith got a much bigger venue this time, and, you know, it's a big place. It's almost as big as ASS.
It's big. That's big. You know, but they was doing construction here. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't got any sleep in like 3 days.
I've often wondered, though, Tim, if
Jason got nailed last night. You
know, I heard he got nailed hard.
Twice.
Ba-da-boom.
Tim, if you guys want to put those on, you can probably hear us better.
Yeah. I actually have to get going today.
That's
for my
right.
Talk.
Mr. Jason Gowen.
A big star role.
Don't spend a Demon Hunter Show interview Gowen moments before he goes on live to Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Mr. Gowen, tell us, please, are you worried about your performance today?
I am a little concerned. Let me explain why.
Duramax.
I'm probably going to be lynched afterwards. It's not going to be pretty.
I
want to
catch it.
It would be just like the last time you spoke.
Yep, pretty much.
Last time he got wrapped in duct tape and they waxed his knuckles.
What are you going to talk about?
I like that.
What are you going to talk about? Can you hit on it real quick?
Yeah, I got some anti-orb sentiments that I'd like to share with the class. I'm going to share some of my own experiences. I'm going to talk a little about the Amityville Horror, because I'm really the true authority on Amityville. And Tim is really just second.
He's back up. I heard it was a hoax.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
I seen the movie. It happened.
The movie happened. It's true. We're going to talk about that, and I think it's going to be amazing. There was also hot nude photos of Keith Age in the presentation.
With these 45.
Are these the new photos?
Brand new. I took them yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. He's really going to learn to start closing his curtains.
Jay Gal, we know you got to go, brother. Thanks for stopping by. We love you.
Hold on. We got to do this. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm Tim Yancey.
And I'm Jason Gowen.
Reminding you to listen to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, live Sunday nights at 9 p.m., ghostanddemon.com.
Yeah.
There it is.
Thanks for the plug, guys.
And that is actually Tim Yancey and Jason Gowen of Encounters Paranormal Radio. And yes, they are on Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
But you could pick up their archive. Many times, many. You don't want to listen when you're listening to us, though. That's bad.
From now on, I'm the Demon Whisperer. The Demon. And I expect to be called.
Hit the star of the Demon Whisperer. Those two guys right there are two of the best guys you ever meet in the paranormal community, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how we could have started that show better.
I don't know.
But hey, that's because the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show is beyond the normal broadcast. And even though it already started, still, it starts right now.
Woo!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your hosts for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
welcome back, everybody. We are at the 2008 Mid-South Paranormal Convention in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky. We're here at the Executive West End Suites.
Something like that. Executive West...
Execution... It was something. It was like the big X on the sign out there. Man, we are hot. I tell you, we don't even need headphones to do the show today, bro.
I know.
Nathan had to make us so hot, guys, because it is so loud at these conferences. You guys would never be able to hear us.
It's crazy. You know, right now I'm just looking around, hoping. You know what? There is Bishop Long over there. What do you think our chances are of us trying to grab a hold of him He looks like he might be getting ready to film with the Booth Brothers over there, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're filming the movie.
They're always filming something.
They're filming the movie, don't you know?
Yeah, Sci-Fi Channel. I guess the Sci-Fi Channel is supposed to be here today. Some girl's taking her pants down. That's pretty hot.
Whoa, yeah.
Thank you.
That's what television is for, folks. So
apparently, the Booth Brothers are going back to their old way of doing things.
If you want to see what we're seeing now, you got to convince people to turn the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show into a television show.
I mean, I got to tell you, bro, we guys, for you listening out there, this is a big weekend for us. It has been so busy. We have something going on, you know, a special something.
That's right.
And we're going in between the conference and doing that thing. And me and Nathan, I think we're running on an hour's sleep right now.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
And it's just been...
We had about an hour and a half last night, and I had about 3 hours the night before. Yeah. So, yeah. Whew, plus a 13-hour drive down here. It's crazy. It's been absolutely crazy.
I was going to see if the tattoo guys would do a free tattoo on the air live. It's Creative Ink Tattoo Studio, guys. That's creativeinktats.com.
Sean, this is radio. Somehow tattoo art on the radio just...
They can hear it. Everything can be going on. But that's the thing about this conference, man. You got tattoos, you got people getting naked, and you got all these paranormal fat cats hanging out in one place. Hey, look, it's Dave Schrader.
Dave Schrader.
Dave,
come over and say hi to everybody. Dave.
Just talking to the small one. Don't scare me. I poop easily. That's a shirt, ladies.
You like that?
I love it. I love that shirt.
You guys having a good time at the conference?
Oh, I'm having a blast.
Awesome.
I'm having a blast. How you been?
Doing good.
Good. How's
a lot
the show?
Of nice people.
How's the show going?
Doing pretty well.
You guys going to do a broadcast today?
No. We pre-recorded tonight's show, and then I'll be back in time for tomorrow night's live show. So.
That's what we're doing here. We're recording it and play it, and we can party later.
You know, a 50% live kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So of course, we had one of our channels go out in the middle of... recording, so that was the end of having two microphones up there for people.
That's right.
But
that's so good.
But you know what, Dave? I'm asking everybody. Of course, this is Dave Schrader from Darkness Radio, darknessradio.com, everybody. But I'm asking everybody, last night's movie, what did you think about it? Did you get to see it?
I did.
Okay,
most of it.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was entertaining. A little too long, but
yeah.
Entertaining.
It was. I thought it was amazing, though, that independent film people made that movie. I mean, it's really cool. And, of course, that's Andy and Tanya Kaiser from Turo Productions. And they do this every year. They've done it last 2 years, at least. And they do it in a year. A matter of a year, they make a movie.
Now, Dave, people who listen to your show might actually enjoy learning something. So,
wrong show.
Opposed
to listening to our show and not learning anything. What time can people catch you on the air live, and where can they find your archives?
We're on Saturday and Sunday night. We're on from 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. And the archives for our old shows for the last 2.5 years are at darknessradio.com. And all the new shows are at ktlkfm.com. And the shows are usually up within an hour of the time they air. All 3 hours of the show are up. And they're edited, no commercials, so it's quicker listening around.
There you go, guys. Another
Dave, I thought it was really funny the way you guys started posting information on your MySpace, kind of hinting to people that Darkness Radio might be coming to an end, and then, bam, you gave it to them with the, no, we're not coming to an end, it's going to be 2 days
in
a row.
Well, it did. Darkness Radio, as we've known it for the last 2.5 years, came to an end. We're
That's a Sunday night
2-hour podcast. Now we're on FM airwaves in Minneapolis.
You got to keep reaching for it, Dave, right?
That's
just
right.
Keep the people just
That's
reaching.
Right. Just keep, oh, no, he's going to quit. Oh, Jesus. And they were already sudden off to everybody else's radio shows. We lost our audience.
Now, you've been screaming over there all day long.
Yes.
And a lot of people believe you were a carny in a previous life.
I'm a carny in this life, man. What are you talking about?
Carny?
I should be.
Well, I know I am.
I just no money in it. But there are hot toothless chicks.
It was really fun being a carny, I'll tell you.
Were you a carny?
I was a carny. I spent 2 summers as a carny. 17 and 18 years old, that's the way to spend your summers. Nothing but funnel cake and Coca-Cola for breakfast. Woohoo!
Hot, scantily clad chicks with their...
The really hot ones always had their boyfriends with them, but, you know...
Then they come back later just to hang out with you?
Look at me.
It looks good, everybody.
That's why I do a radio show, man.
Yes, I also have a good face for radio, I've been told, so...
Yeah, we all do. But... Don't scare me, I poop easily. The t-shirt, the man, the
myth,
the legend.
The t-shirt on the show, on our site now. We've got three different shirts. We've got Don't Scare Me, I Poop Easily. I Think I Just EVP'd. And You Can't Scare Me, I'm Drunk.
That's awesome.
They're all on our website at Darkness Radio. So
that's awesome.
You Can't Scare Me, I'm Drunk. That's pretty much our whole...
That's Patrick Burns. We made that with him in mind.
Darkness Radio, guys. That's Dave Schrader.
Thanks
Dave,
a lot,
Dave, thanks for stopping
Have
by, brother.
Night.
Thank you, Dave.
But, you know, we got all this stuff going on. We got Tanya and Allie. They got the booth going over here. I can't believe this is the only place where you can get a tattoo, massage, and get to hear speakers like Jason Gowen, Tim Yancey. What was the father's name? The
Bishop Long.
Bishop Long. I mean, this is truly
amazing. Let's not forget
amazing.
Keith Age.
Keith Age.
Well,
who else is here? You got all these radio people.
I've never heard of these radio people before.
I haven't that either. Get these radio people out of the picture show. No, there was a girl over there that just, I switched to.
There's Brian Bornois over there from Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, he's talking to Bishop McKenna. Or
Long.
Bishop Long. I'm not good with names, everybody.
That's a great career move there, Sean.
I know. That was terrific. I'm moving right up, man.
I like to work with demons.
Dude,
and
we're running on like 2 hours sleep together. So,
if you put all the sleep that the two of us have had in the last 3 days together, it might be one night's sleep.
Yeah, and you get the Booth Brothers, they're walking around with the, I believe that's the same outfit they were wearing in Arkansas 3 years ago. No, I give them a lot of. We give them a lot of grub.
You know,
there.
You know what one of the best things was is last night before they knew I
go
we
Colts,
were,
go Colts, baby, go Colts. I'm sorry.
Mind on the job, Sean. Mind on the job.
I know. We're back.
Last night before the Booth Brothers knew that we were hosting the Sounds Like the Booth Brothers contest.
Yep.
I put on a Christopher Saint outfit.
Jacket?
The jacket, the hat, the eyeglasses, everything. Stepped outside, and there was Christopher... Philip, is his brother's Philip, or...
Christopher and Philip, I believe.
I believe it's Philip. Philip comes up to me and says, that's a great outfit. I really like that.
He's like,
that
what are
looks
you
good. And I'm sitting there going, well, thank you. I'll feel very safe.
Hey,
like
guys,
myself.
Jason,
it was great.
Nathan went out and got this jacket. It actually looks pretty good, the jacket. It's the old Vinny Barbarino leather jacket.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you got... They're doing a raffle. Yeah, doing a big raffle. I don't know. It's Dale from LGHS, Louisville Ghost Society. He's got a big bullhorn. They're walking around. And sometimes it's a little hard to concentrate on the show, guys, because you got somebody screaming like a madman in a corner, which is usually Dave Schrader.
The funny thing, too, is like there's radio show. They're all like in the center of the place, and we're tucked away in a corner. I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. You guys can't even, if we have two signs, and people are still like, who are you guys?
They can't see us. Yeah. You know, we're tucked
in. What's the name of your show?
There's all these paranormal folks around. We're tucked in between the massage parlor and the tattoo booth.
You know what, though, Nathan? We're blessed, man. We really are blessed. We get to come to these things. We get to hang out and meet these people. And we got our listeners. And we got new listeners that come every day. You know, this is how we make new listeners, man, coming to these conferences.
It's true. It's really great. I'm going to turn down this other mic, hopefully pull a little sound out there.
I think he's done.
We're going to have to get ourselves some new microphones. And
Dale's got a big mouth.
We might wind up having to get ourselves a new board.
We might have to. We got another Ghostly Talk fan there in the house. That's great. That's terrific. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what do you think about the conference so far, man?
I'm enjoying it.
Are you? Yeah. What's your favorite part, would you say, so far? Is it the vendors or the atmosphere or the speakers?
Probably the atmosphere.
It's definitely a party atmosphere.
I know.
Ghost Man, even our show.
Now, it's not fair to give these answers and not give everybody your name. I mean, you can't be anonymous.
Yeah, my name is Adam.
Adam? He's out of there.
It's like Adam and Eve, the same one.
You've been around for a long, long time.
Long time.
Yeah. That's paranormal. We just met Adam, the original Adam,
on our
show. Nathan.
Yeah, this is Nathan Adam. But you got, we was just talking about how much you got here, man. You got Brian from Ghost Hunters over there. You got all these radio people. Then you got a massage table, and you can get a tattoo. The only thing we're missing is donut shop and like a car wash or something. You know what I mean? I love it. It's a great atmosphere. maybe a little rub and tug.
Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see if I can find it here and turn down my our mics just long enough to
Wait, there it is.
Okay.
Hey, Adam, have you got a chance to listen to any speakers yet?
Yeah. So Rick Hayes.
Yeah.
Before that, Bill Bean.
Rick Hayes is going to be on the show here in a couple
now,
weeks.
When Bill Bean got up, did they have any problems with the sound system?
Well, he was playing the DVD of The Haunting, episode.
Yeah,
and it crashed, like,
Bill Bean should not be allowed near anything electronic.
Dude, he was on our show and he told us that things happen everywhere he goes.
My friend said he's not getting on an airplane with him.
No way, man. No way. I didn't know he rocks out, though. He plays guitar, too.
Yeah, that's all that.
I would not drive on the same highway as Bill Bean if we were in two different states.
I would. I couldn't do it, but it's a fun time. I know.
We're between the massage parlor and the tattoo booth. I mean,
hey, we just had the Gore Girl come up, our very own Gigi. We love her to death. She's here with us at the conference. And,
Gigi,
looks like she's running. Oh,
she's
going to
leave. She's going to go. You can't even say hi, Gigi.
Adam, I'll see you, brother.
See you, man.
Thanks for saying some stuff.
I want to get together with you guys tonight.
What's going on, Gigi? Oh my God, we're here at Mid-South, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Good time.
It's a good time.
Oh, all right.
Go. It's going to burn your eardrums up.
We don't have chairs then.
We got babies and no chairs.
Okay, you've got Gigi here with us. You all know Gigi.
But your face is scary.
There we go. Gigi is in the house. So you're going out to get something to eat, Gigi. How much fun has it been so far?
This is awesome. I mean, Mid-South, Louisville, Kentucky, this is great. We got Ghostly Talk. I love Doug. I'm like the stalker. It's good times.
I know.
Keith Age put on some great stuff here. Meet lots of fans and... I don't know. I'm having a great time.
I think Doug has been taking some paranormal secrets from Patrick Burns, though. Have you looked at Doug's hair lately? Doug's hair keeps getting classier and classier.
I'm seeing the blonde tips, the little frost, and it's hot. It's hot.
It's very hot. It's very hot. But you know what, Gigi? What's been going on with you, man?
Who's this you have with you, Gigi? Who's wearing a Gore Girl Variety Hour shirt?
I just got cut off, folks, but go ahead. Who is the guy that's with you?
What were you saying? That's not important. No,
anyway, yeah.
No, well, this is actually my tech guy, Yed, for my show, the Gore Girl Variety Hour, which is on after Ghost Man Demon Hunter. Yed!
I like to say, it's fun to say Yed.
Say hey, Yed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Yed? I just want to say Yed. Bye, Gigi. Yed.
It's fun to say.
Now, Yed, I get to do a show with you guys every week. And I want to know, do you ever get to finish a sentence when you do your show?
I don't think I can finish a sentence
now. No, I don't think you can.
It's like, you can't say Baba Booey, can we? No, we can't say Baba Booey. That's like a Howard Stern thing.
That's copyrighted.
And that's out of the show.
That's going to be cut out of the show.
But I was going to say, you know how Howard Stern has his Baba Booey guy?
We could have
When you say something once and I tell you that we can't use that...
Hey, listen.
If I mention,
you can mention something. I didn't say we have one. You can mention something in passing. I do know my rights, guys, as an American citizen. And I can say things and mention things. I just can't associate it with the show anyway.
This is insane.
Jeez. I love being corrected on the air, everybody. I do. I love being corrected. I live for
this. Bend over, my smack. This is some crazy stuff. I mean, we got some cool people. There's readings. Like you said, you guys are between a tattoo place and a massage chair.
Do you see what I see?
I'm freaking out. That's why I'm leaving. No, it's great times. Everybody getting together. You know, it's a community. It's, you know, friends. Everybody sticks together.
Everybody wears sunglasses on their head.
That's me. That's just Gore Girl.
It's you. It's very
But
hard.
Ghost Man Demon Hunter, you know, we... This
oh, you
it.
Mentioned this. Thanks. Of course, if you guys don't know, is that's where Gigi started with us. She's on our team, and she does the show with us. You know?
I know. We started what? We're going on over a year and a half now. Some grueling stuff that we went through, and I mean, man,
What a rough ride, man.
But just our passion kicked through, and...
We should be making some money doing it, though.
I'm going to be hunched over the rest of the convention.
That's right. Well, they didn't give us any extra chairs, and we just lost a mic, so we're like...
I have to give you something before you guys get out of here, though, because it has to go back to the other.
Yes.
And I got it in the back of the car, and I'm going to give it to you good.
Yes. We will tell everybody details.
I know.
No, but, you know, you guys getting so pumped up? You know, Sunday nights, they needed an outlet, so I started doing the Gore Girl Variety Hour, and we've got our outlet, and now we're doing that on Sundays, and we just got picked up by HorrorMovieFans.com, and we're doing another show on Wednesday nights.
That's awesome. Keep rocking, and I hope you make $1 billion this year.
Are you kidding me? You're coming along for the ride, man.
I hope so.
Let's do this.
Any up. Especially when you sign that $1 billion, I'll be like, hey.
What's up?
I was on the show
all the
time.
It's the porn deal.
I want to direct.
Ben Sean will be right in there.
He will be in there. No, this is a great convention, guys. I mean, everybody that can't be there, you need to feel the excitement. You need to feel the energy.
Dude, we begged people to come to this thing. You know? And last night we did the Sound Like the Booth Brothers thing, and nobody showed up.
Nobody would actually join in.
I was actually here last night. I didn't even see the half-naked woman.
She was over there walking around.
It's serious. It's
very exciting
stuff, guys.
Very Yiddish.
It is. It's the passion of these conventions, man. People need to come to this and check this stuff out. So, craziness.
This is what we need. So,
are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on air.
I don't know what's happening.
Is this thing on, everybody? We're going to do a War of the Worlds thing. Oh, my God, the lights went off. We're being attacked.
They're coming.
That was the Darth Vader crack.
Oh, my gosh, Sean. I mean, isn't this great? I mean, just your friends getting together and...
That's what's fun about this thing, man. You can just hang loose and you can get a massage, or you can get your tattoos done, whatever you want.
Tarot reading, palm reading, hang out with some cool ghost hunters.
You can do it all.
You know, talk to some great radio shows like Ghost Man Demon Hunter or the Gore Girl Variety Hour. So.
I hear there's like these other shows here too.
What is this ghostly talk?
I don't know.
What
darkness,
is this?
Darkness somebody.
What is this show I keep hearing about?
I don't know, but they're all over the place. It's like scabies. They just won't go away, you know?
That sign over there for like enter counters, I don't know.
Enter counters.
Countertops, radio.
Stoves, I don't know. I think they're appliance people. I don't know. The Maytag repairmen are here.
I don't know.
Can I say that on air? Is that copyright?
Crap,
don't say that again. Can I say that on air?
I can't say that, but you can say Maytag.
You just said it again.
We can't associate it with the show. We can say it in passing, but we can't associate it with the show. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
we can't say.
Yeah, I mean, we won't mention what appliances.
We can't say like we're an official sponsor of them or something. You know?
Which would be weird.
Washing machines.
We're ghost hunters. Here's our washing machine.
My haunted washing machine.
It goes round and round.
You open it up and there's a Booth Brother inside. It's pop-up Booth Brothers.
We're really having a good time, though.
You know what, though? I do have to say one thing. I'm getting sentimental being here. And I just want to say a big thank you to the fans. I mean, the fans have really stuck through. We've had crazy times. We've been through some crazy stuff. And the fans have really stuck there. And I don't know. I'm proud to say that, you know, we have...
We've done something.
Yeah, we have some people that support us.
And you know what's really cool? This is my first time coming to a paranormal conference where they announce everything over a bullhorn.
Yeah. I noticed that too. I was like, oh my God, where am I at?
I know.
This is exciting. It makes it more exciting because you don't know.
I hear there was some pretty hefty drinking going on last night.
Did you go to our room by any chance? Because I walked in there today and I was like, duh, duh, duh. Sabrina's been here.
Yeah, I was there.
I was like, oh my God.
I actually tucked Bonnie into bed.
I paid.
And left.
I got there last night, I paid, and they were like, sir, we only take one card, because I was going to pay half, and then someone else was going to pay half, and I was like, I'll just pay for the whole thing, because the other person's not here yet.
Right.
So I flipped the bill for the whole thing. I hadn't even slept in the bed yet, and I walk in today, guys, and there's like panties on the wall.
Gigi was here.
I think it was grease, beer bottles, Indiana wine, just thrown around the room, and I'm sure Olga, my maid, is going to kick my butt when I get back. She was in the hallway, and she was like, good morning, sir. And you know she was thinking that.
She's like, I cleaned up the ceiling. It was dripping.
I cleaned the dirty, sticky stuff off the
wall. Yeah, I was hanging out in your room. I stashed some of my booze there. You know, I mean, these are necessities for a convention. So.
Stashed the booze in my room.
Well, surprise, surprise, right?
Nathan and I Let's cut the commercial.
Actually, we actually should cut the commercial because Gigi needs to get food. I need to get a cigarette. And I want to take a look around and see who else we can get to come over here and talk with us at the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Gore Girl. I'm going to go try to stand what time?
Gore Girl Variety Hour is on right after you guys. It's 10 p.m. Central. You can hit us at blogtalkradio.com/GG Show or hit the MySpace, which is obviously MySpace.com/Gore Girl Show.
Hey, guys, that's our very own Gigi, not just friend.
But can I say something real fast about the show?
Yeah.
All right. I'm asking you guys, don't cut it. Don't cut me yet. We got a crazy month of October coming up on the Gigi Hour. We've got the original Michael Myers, Tony Moran on for Halloween. We've
awesome.
Got Ed Neal from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Awesome.
We've got tonight starts our Halloween extravaganza. We have the horror clown himself, Circus Envy, on. So it's going to be nuts. I know you're going to be listening, Sean, because you're a horror freak. You're going to be listening.
I love horror.
So any horror fans out there, any B-movie sadists, come on over to the
TNA fans?
Yeah.
You can say TNA.
Are we getting sued? What's happening?
Not for TNA.
Am I fired?
The term TNA was invented so you could say it on radio.
You could just not associate TNA with the show.
With the show. We're the sponsors of TNA.
All right, guys. Gigi, we love you.
We love
Zed.
You.
Yeah, Zed. I want to say Zed.
You were saying it 15 times before.
Yetta.
And he gets it wrong. Zed.
Zed, thanks for coming over and talking to us, bro.
But you guys keep rocking with
the variety. We love you, too. Keep rocking with the variety hour. Who knows?
All right. I'll see you tonight.
All right. We'll be here tonight.
Stick around, everybody.
We'll be right back.
Hickory, North Carolina is alive with Talk About the Dead. www.hauntedhickory.com is celebrating the paranormal October 3rd and 4th with classes and lectures by Patrick Burns of Haunting Evidence on True TV, Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Children of the Grave, Tim and Trish Yancey plus Jason Gowen from Encounters Paranormal Radio, Nathan Schoonover of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, Stephen LaChance from Discovery Channel's A Haunting, and Shannon Sylvia of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters International. Plus, vendors, a hearse contest, and much more. Participate in a live ghost hunt in the haunted west wing of the Hickory Salt Lock. Haunted Hickory in Hickory, North Carolina, October 3rd and 4th. www.hauntedhickory.com. Make plans to attend now.
Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Get your weekly download to all things ghostly and paranormal and then some. Test your knowledge of the paranormal with haunted trivia. Email your otherworldly experiences for parishare and listen in to the rants and useless banter of Laura and Brian. If they've got an opinion on the paranormal,
or even a great pub,
they'll talk about it. The Deadline can be easily downloaded from the njghs.net website. You can also listen to archive shows at podcastalley.com. Say, while at Podcast Alley, cast a vote for The Deadline, because everyone knows that at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.
Hey, we're back at the 2008 Mid-South Paranormal Convention or Conference, and we're now here with
Alan Grosshider, and I'm one of the executive producers with Anubis Digital Studio, or the company that made the move, the zombie comedy Dead Moon Rising.
Dead Moon Rising, and I'm checking this out here, and it says Halloween 2008, part of the record-breaking world's largest zombie gathering.
Right, we're having a party the weekend of Halloween this year. It's at City Block in Louisville, Kentucky, and at that party we're planning to break the Guinness Book of World Records, world's largest zombie gathering.
And it's going to be crazy. We're going to have 2 days of just party with bands playing in one room the whole time. We're going to have DJs playing in another room. We have a human pinhead that's going to put nails in his head and let people staple dollars to his skin. And we have fire breathers and belly dancers and zombie stage shows and bands from all over the country, one who is actually has zombies as part of their stage show. So it's just going to be a crazy weekend.
Now, I have to ask, you want to break the world's largest zombie gathering. Is there currently a world's largest zombie gathering in the Guinness Book of World Records?
There is. It's right. The last listing that I saw was 1,028, and that actually came from Guinness. They emailed to confirm, you know, what we needed to do to beat that record, and they said the current record was 1,028.
Well, you know, we also go out over over KarmaCast Radio, and KarmaCast Radio is run by Laura Moon, and they have a show, Dark Side of the Moon, and I know Laura Moon and Becky Ray go out and do zombie events, so I'm hoping, since this will be sent to them this evening to play tomorrow, they're going to get out to the world's largest zombie gathering.
Oh,
they've got to be there. If it's going to be in Guinness, they got to be there.
Absolutely. They're welcome. You let me know, I can get them in and get them set up with a table. We're going to have a vendor area where they could have a table and work the event. We could even make them part of the show if they like. So.
Well, I actually saw them at a zombie walk not too long ago, which I found great. You know, a zombie walk in the middle of the summer. The fact that these folks would put on that makeup and those and go out for a zombie walk in the middle of the summer, I had to applaud, because I would have died right there.
Well, it's really amazing how crazy people are about zombies. That's what our first movie, Dead Moon Rising, was a zombie movie. It ended up getting Fangoria Magazine's Video of the Month in the first month it was released. And we were getting ready to make another movie that was getting away from the zombie thing, but we decided to make another zombie movie, and that's kind of how this event came about. It's just continuing to build the buzz about zombies, and people just, they're fanatics about zombies.
Now, I'm looking here also at stuff like MSD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's MSD?
MSD is a band based out of Louisville, Kentucky, and they have a huge following all over, not just in Louisville, but around the country. They are they love Halloween. They do a huge Halloween show every year. And we've got bands like Cruciform Injection from Chicago that's coming down, Esper Machine that's on a national tour right now, and they're coming in. We're going to have lots of bands the whole weekend, and it's just going to be a great, great party.
And I'm looking at some of this other stuff. DJ, I don't even know how to say that, Kaleidoscope?
Yep, DJ Kaleidoscope is really an internationally known DJ that does a lot of kind of dark and industrial music, and she's fantastic. She's a good friend of mine. But she, again, has an international following. She plays all over the world at different events, and she's going to be the lead DJ, and we'll have others that will be playing the whole weekend in one room and bands in another room.
Now, it says be part of the filming during, or be part of the zombie extras during the filming of Dead Moon Rising. You're going to be filming the zombies at Dead Moon, at the world's largest zombie gathering, for a movie. So if they get there, they can actually be in the movie.
Right. That'll be on Saturday. We're going to be filming part of the movie Dead Moon Rising 2. Which is going to be, it'll be released actually in webisodes on the internet, and then eventually packaged together into a DVD movie. If you show up for the zombie event, you can be in the movie, and we'll be an extra in the movie, and can actually, if you're, we're going to be talking to people about having potentially having bigger roles in the movie. A lot of other crazy stuff going on. We're having what we call a Zilf contest. If you can figure out what that is, it's kind of a sexy zombie contest.
Zombie I'd like to be friends with.
Right. So, and in fact, I think, I can't say right now, we have a, a restaurant chain that specializes in skimpy clothing that might actually be sending a representative from each of their stores in the region dressed as zombies, and we haven't finalized that deal yet, but it's a lot of crazy stuff like that.
Now, to attend this, you have to come dressed as a zombie.
No, you don't have to show up dressed as a zombie, and we're making it a Halloween party, so some people who want to come as something else can, but
if they want to be in the filming, they have to be a zombie.
That's right. You know, if you want to be in the film on Saturday, you need to be dressed as a zombie.
And if you want to be part of the world record-breaking gathering, you have to be a zombie.
That's right. Right.
Now, what if somebody like me doesn't know how to be a zombie and they just want to be... Oh, look, it's my partner, Sean B.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Sean, we're talking about the world's largest zombie gathering coming up this Halloween.
Dead Moon Rising 2. That looks good. It looks real hot, man. DJ Kaleidoscope?
Kaleidoscope.
Oh, boy, she looks very hot, very tasty. Yep. Be a part of the record-breaking world's largest zombie gathering. What is it?
It's a party where they're going to beat the world's record zombie gathering, plus they're going to be using the extras in the filming of Dead Moon Rising 2. And I was just asking, if you don't know how to dress like a zombie, is there going to be, like, tables there where people can help you get zombified while you're there?
We will. We will have tables where we'll have makeup experts that will be dressing people up as zombies if they don't want to show up in costume. A lot of people really enjoy doing the costume part, so they like to show off what they can do with makeup prosthetics or whatever. We actually had, in the filming of the first movie, we had people show up. One guy had a skateboard all the way through his midsection. One woman was pregnant, and she showed up and had a little baby's leg sticking out of her stomach.
I imagine they get pretty nasty.
There's some really crazy...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
We are raffling off a print.
They're raffling off something again, guys. That's what you hear in the background. Dale from LGHS. That's cool. So when's that coming out?
The party is going to be October 31st, starting about 8 o'clock, going until about 4 in the morning.
Halloween night.
And then Saturday it'll start at 3 o'clock and go until probably 3 in the morning, and bands the whole time in one room, DJs the whole time in another room. And,
is that here in Louisville?
It is. It's at City Block. It used to be O'Malley's Corner. It's now City Block and the Coyotes section.
That's 166 Jefferson Street in Louisville. Yep. And people who want to get tickets, they can get them at What is that?
AnubisDigital.com. That's A-N-U-B-I-S. Digital.com. You can go on there and pre-order tickets, and it gives you all the information on the party, and now as we add bands and things, it'll be on there too.
How much is it to go to the world's largest zombie gathering and Halloween party?
It's either $25 per night if you want to go a single night, or it's going to be $40 if you want to pass for the whole weekend.
That's not bad. And you get to be a part of a movie.
Yeah. You get to be a part of a movie. You're going to be in the world's Guinness Book of Records. You're going to be able to point at that. You can go into Barnes & Noble and open the Guinness Book of Records there and point to your friends and say, I was there.
Somebody say Guinness.
How many times in your life do you get to do that?
Oh, and you'll get a for coming to the party, you'll get we've got shirts made up that say that I was part of the world's largest zombie event. So
right on, man.
That is awesome, absolutely awesome. Well, thank you again, and I lost your name there.
It's Alan Grossider.
Alan Grossider, everybody, and AnubisDigital.com. Get your tickets now.
Halloween night, guys, want to be a zombie.
It's coming up fast.
All right. Great.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Tomorrow. It was a cold, dark night when I was born, and I was pushing out, and it was really wet.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Come on, everybody, get some cake, man.
And that came Sean Barris for the first time.
I had to go to the parking lot.
This is Robbie Thomas, and you're listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Stay tuned, because they rock.
we're back, and Amy are still in Louisville, Kentucky.
That was Robbie Thomas, everybody. He's here right now, actually. Oh. Robbie Thomas, world-renowned psychic.
I really wish he could come over and do some thinking for me.
I'm happy right now.
At this point, I can do very little thinking for myself.
We got the man in the third chair.
The third. Well, unfortunately, we don't have a chair.
We don't have a chair. The third standing position.
Isn't that a ballet move?
I feel kind of bad right now because I feel like God's in front of me. We'll be judged.
You are being judged for all your sins.
This
right
is a
now,
wicked
John.
Show. I never thought we would have. We got a cool guy in front of us, everybody. This is the 2008 Mid-South Paranormal Convention, and you get to meet a lot of cool people. We got Bishop Long here in the house with us today. Bishop Long, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing even better. I see this beautiful cake right in front of me. But,
yes. You help yourself to that cake. Of course, it's a ghost man's birthday Sunday. I'm turning 33 years old. So
awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, another year old. I don't know if it's congratulations. Condolence.
Condolence. I'm sorry. I'll do a final blessing for you in a minute.
Yeah.
we've got Doug over here from Ghostly Talk chopping up the cake for everybody.
Yes, happy birthday tomorrow, Sean.
Thank you, Doug. You know what, though, Bishop Long? I am so excited to have you in front of me. I have tried for so long, and I know I didn't get to see your presentation. Mm-hmm. I wanted to. I was here doing this.
Sure.
And you deal a lot with the exorcism portions, demonic, the dark side. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like to talk about it in the paranormal community, but it exists.
Sure.
And, you know, for the longest time, I was active in investigations and stuff, and a lot of these ghost hunters out here, they don't know who to call.
Sure.
When you run into a bad deal. And sometimes you do. What do you think of, like, where's the Catholic Church stand on, like, somebody calling you off the street and saying, I need help?
Well, see, now, I'm the presiding archbishop for the United States Old Catholic Church.
Okay.
I studied for the Roman Catholic priesthood for 6 years. It was during that time, I've been studying demonology since I was 9. So I've had a calling not only for the priesthood, but also to study demonology as well.
Right.
And so when I was in the seminary, I was able to really dive very deep into demonology study, which was very important because the resources that I had were very extensive. I was also mentored by a real exorcist. And so the reason that I joined the Old Catholic Church is because several reasons. I think that priests should be married.
Right.
I think that women should be ordained. I don't believe in papal infallibility, which is without error on church doctrine. In the Old Catholic Church's view, the Pope is the Bishop of Rome. He's not the head of the church in the Old Catholic Church. In view, Christ is the head of the church. And so I joined the Old Catholic
Makes
Church.
Makes sense.
You know, for us, it certainly does. It's my theology. I embrace it. But that's why I created the Paranormal Clergy Institute. There is no other institute like it. It is specifically designed for paranormal groups who are coming across something that's more sinister and who needs
the
help.
The Paranormal Clergy Institute.
Yep.
Where's this located?
It's in Louisville. I'm based in Louisville.
Oh,
I have a church. I have a church here in Louisville, and the paranormal. Being that I'm the presiding archbishop for the United States Old Catholic Church, all the clergy that I have, I also train them, some, not all, in demonology.
Right.
So if there's a case in New York, I can call one of my priests in New York and say, this is what we're dealing with, and I need you to take care of it, and then contact me once you get the information that's needed. So it's specifically designed to help groups who have a place now that they can turn to.
Right.
Because people can talk all day long that they don't believe in demons. Well, demons are not contingent upon whether you believe in them or not. They exist regardless if someone believes in them or not. So that's what we're here just to help.
Right.
I refuse to believe in gravity myself. That gravity thing, it just...
The whole Newton's Law thing.
I can tell you.
I think that was just poor, like, planning on his part. He sat in the wrong place at the wrong time and said... Got a bump on the head. Maybe he was actually not under an apple tree when that hit him on the head. Maybe he was left with like a young lady. He got a little rough.
Yeah,
she bumped him on the head.
I don't
agree with it at all.
Yeah, so. Believe me, gravity work. Gravity, it does exist. I am sagging in every place. Believe me, it exists.
Bishop Long, when you go out there and you do this kind of thing, have you ever just stumbled across a case that hasn't been demonic? Somebody might have thought.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, they'll see something move by itself, and automatically a lot of people say, Satan's sitting in my kitchen.
Yeah.
He's smoking Marlboros, you know, and I told people a lot of times, because a lot of ghost hunters, they go out there, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but they'll say, that's demonic activity.
Yeah.
Your refrigerator door moved or whatever, and I think it just scares people. What do you think?
I absolutely 100% agree with you. When I go into a case, I am absolutely convinced that, in fact, it is demonically infested because I already have all the proof. Plus, this is really important, and I think this is sometimes I get in trouble for saying this, but I don't care.
Right.
I am really tired of people wanting to label themselves demonologists and exorcists. who have no training whatsoever, who go into a home, pretend to be something that they're not, and then they are dealing with a situation that is demonically infested, and what they have done is caused some serious harm to those homeowners.
Right.
Because they want to take pictures and say, look what I am, look what I am. I quite honestly, I refer to them as, are we censored?
No, I refer
to them as ass clowns.
Right.
Because that's exactly what they are.
You can say ass clowns.
You can say ass clowns.
Yeah. because I am appalled. I am appalled that anybody that would go on the internet, buy a $60 certificate, and now say, congratulations, I'm an exorcist. No, you're not. Sit down and shut up.
Right.
Because what you're doing is in my opinion, you're committing fraud, and you're going to hurt people who are really going through this kind of stuff. And I speak about this all the time, and I get hate email. I don't care. Because enough is enough. I literally had a mother call me the other day on the phone at 4 o'clock in the morning sobbing. She was sobbing.
Right.
Because some idiot decided that he wanted to be an exorcist today, and with no training, and he caused some very serious problems in her home. Her child was literally picked up and thrown down the stairs. Mm. He went into the home, did his hocus pocus magic.
It's tough when he hits the kids.
It gets under my skin.
Yeah, that's, and you're right. You're 100% right, Bishop Long. You got people that go in there and they don't know what they're doing, but they're so gun-ho to get in there and see something happen that, you know, they'll pretend to do be whatever.
You know, it really gets me out with what I've seen on MySpace, because
Nathan pretends to be a man sometimes.
Sometimes I do. I try. You know, every now and then people see me with the lipstick and they know better. But,
right. It happens.
Hey, we're the United States Old Catholic Church is all inclusive, so you're all right, pal.
But you know what gets me on MySpace is people see the name Demon Hunter. They see I've studied demonology, but I never call myself a demonologist.
Right.
But they hit me with the demonology specials. And I was actually on MySpace a few months ago and saw a 14-year-old kid calling himself a demonologist because he was willing to go out and hunt demons. I was like, well, you know what? I'm willing to walk on hot coals. That doesn't make me a swami.
I'm not.
You know,
I will not walk on hot coals, people.
But, you know, with the studies that I've done, I've got no problem going into a house that may, or a location or something that may be demonic. Even trying to test to see if it's demonic, I might even possibly putting myself in danger, but that's me. Never, ever, ever putting somebody else in danger. And what I do from the studies that I've actually done.
So let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. So you go in there and you do an investigation. Do you perform an exorcism?
I do not.
And see, that's what I respect about you. The problem is you have demonologists who study demons, and that's fine. But the problem is then they cross that barrier and they perform the exorcism, the ritual of exorcism. I mean, that is where the problem lies, and that's why I created the paranormal clergy. Because what was happening is paranormal groups were going in, they were having some issues, but they didn't know who to turn to. And so what they were doing is they were doing things out of good intentions. They wanted to help, and they caused more problems. Because they were trying to do a cleansing, they were doing the sage and all that stuff. But now they don't have to do that anymore, because it is very, very dangerous. Literally the other day, I came home from an actual real exorcism case. I went into my home, and I have a big, huge mirror on the wall, a great big mirror, and literally it split in half.
Okay.
It split in half.
At your house?
At my house.
Okay.
This is the kind of stuff that I deal with on a daily basis. And this is why I tell people that what I have seen and what I have actually participated in is very dangerous. And
So that was going to be my next question, Bishop Long. This stuff, I always say, if you go out looking for this stuff long enough, sooner or later it comes looking for you. I always say that it follows people. It does.
It does. It will break. It will break down. As an exorcist, I am always under the stage of oppression. I'm always under the stage, meaning that it's always. If I see things, I'm hearing things. I see the shadows. I hear the growls all the time.
Right.
And that's a stage of oppression, and it's trying to tear my intellect and will down for possession. And so for me, as an exorcist, I am very vulnerable. And
how do you get rid of that? Just in the Lord's name, you cast away.
Well, most of my time is in Eucharist adoration.
Right.
So I sit down in front of the Eucharist and I meditate and I pray. That's the only way that I can release that negativity. I can tell you something. The exorcism that I've performed, I performed 23. I have nightmares. I think about them often. The worst exorcism I've ever performed was a diabolical exorcism, and I will never forget. Even sometimes when I talk about it, my hands will shake, because of the fear.
The movie The Exorcist, how far off from the truth?
Very far. But the Exorcism of Emily Rose, otherwise known as Annalise Michelle, that's her real name, that is a diabolical exorcism.
Right.
And tomorrow, when I give my talk on demonology, people are going to hear a small segment of the real exorcism of Annalise Michelle, because I actually play it. And the reason is I do that, I want people to hear how serious this is. I want people to see that this is something that people should stay away from if they don't have to deal with it.
Right.
What do you find to be more difficult to deal with? Diabolical exorcism, where it's a full infestation of a demon or multiple demons, or trans possession, where the person has invited the demon into them?
Well, you know, if you're a trained exorcist, even transient possession, and that's a great question. And the reason being is because when you're dealing with a diabolical exorcism, the person is in possession, you're dealing with multiple legions.
Right.
And so you have to work on each and every scene. So we're talking about a long process.
Okay.
Now, when someone is in transient possession, a trained exorcist, that's why if you ever interview anybody and they claim to be an exorcist, for example, a satanic, for example, you can't be a satanic priest 1 month.
Right.
And be an exorcist the next month.
Right. It doesn't work both ways.
It doesn't work that way, but you know what? That's happening.
Right.
Now, so if you ever ask someone who claims to be an exorcist, just simply ask them the question. Do you perform the ritual as soon as you go into the home, or what do? If they say to you, I go right into the ritual, they're not trained. Absolutely not trained properly at all. As far as I know, I'm the only one who's actually had real seminary experience in the paranormal field. Now, what I do in transient possession is, which I've already done. So, for example, hi, my name is Bishop James, and I'm shaking your hand. Mm-hmm. Now, what did I just do?
You build a trust between us.
You know, introduced yourself.
You made contact with you.
I made contact, but when I shook your hand, yeah. One thing that I do, there are 7 steps that I do. When a person goes and is in transient possession, there are things that I do, because usually a person is not in possession when I show up.
Right.
So what I do is I do several things that the person has no clue what I'm doing. But that's what's going to separate those psychological issues from real possession.
Dies.
Well, usually what will happen is when I shake your hand, I'll have sacred chrism on
my thumb. Bishop Long's shaking my hand right now, folks.
I have sacred chrism on my thumb. Mm-hmm. And as I shake the person's hand, I'm making the sign of the cross.
Oh, okay.
And then I step away. And what I'll do is while I'm setting things up, I'll watch the person's hand. And what's going to happen is you'll start seeing a tremor. You'll start seeing shaking, and then the arms will start hurting, and then they'll start complaining. That person is going into transient possession. Then I continue on other things that I do without the person. They have no idea what I'm doing, but by the time I finish, that person is in possession.
Wow.
Then I perform a ritual. So if the people don't know the 7 steps, they need to stop sitting there in exorcist because you've got to perform these 7 steps.
Now, how much information to the person do you have prior to that? Because I know if you came in and did that and shook my hand, and my hand started to shake, things are starting to go, but I have tremors,
yeah,
am I right?
Like medical history.
Absolutely, and I would pay attention to that, but I would also have interaction with you prior to that. So I would already, I've checked your body language, I've checked your eyes, I've checked your lips. There are several things that I've already checked out to determine the signs. Even if you start shaking, that's one sign. But I'm also doing 6 other things that you have no idea what I'm doing. But the demonic entity will know. And so the demonic entity is going to respond. I'm going to pay attention to that. And then by the time I do sometimes the 5th step, the person is already in possession. And so then you go and you perform the ritual.
Right on. Well, you know, Bishop Long, in exorcism, what's the craziest thing? If you can, tell us, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen on one of these that made you believe this is not physically possible of a human person? This is...
Well, there's no question. I think the worst that I've seen is a diabolical exorcism when I was the assistant.
Right.
What had happened is it was a girl, and she was 17 years old, and we went to her home, and we did the same thing. She was already in possession by the time we showed up. And that goes for another thing. When you're dealing with a diabolical possession, you need to clip the people's nails. Because what will happen, and a lot of people, just little things like that people don't know. Because what will happen is a demonic entity will actually start attacking the body and start gouging the eyes out
and
start trying to tear the body apart. So what happens is we went in and the person was in possession. We began the ritual. And when a person is possessed and you give them water or anything to drink, that's a substance of life. And what happens is the demonic entity will force that substance of life out. It will reject it. So the person usually gets violently ill. She got violently ill and threw up. And as I was cleaning her, she was making this gargling noise, which is, again, that's the entity letting you know that it's there. There were some other things, and her eyes were closed. And as I was wiping her face, etc., her eyes were completely closed. I looked in her eyes, and she opened her eyes. Nothing was there. It was solid black.
Oh, I've actually talked with Steven about this, that I've seen the black eyes. In fact, when I was first starting my training, my sister said she had a dream after the night that I saw the black eyes for the first time. She had a dream that she walked out of the bedroom and I was asleep on the sofa, and I lifted my head and growled at her, and I had black eyes.
That's what we've said 100 times, Nathan. We always tell people, once you looked into those black eyes, where do you go from there? Because, I mean, what is it?
That's a demonic entity looking at. What happens is, when the person is opening their eyes, I was locked.
So the eyes truly are the window to the soul, to speak.
Absolutely, but not so much as it's also a window of capturing you. Because what had happened is, and I was cleaning, and when I looked at her, she opened her eyes, and I couldn't move. I mean, the blackness was so black, it reflected my own reflection, so I could see my own reflection in the eyes. But I couldn't move. I was stuck. And every negative emotion, fear, anxiety, everything overcomes you to the point where you cannot move. You are stuck. And so at that time, the exorcist pulled me back, and he said, continue on the ritual. He gave me a blessing, and we moved on. And we continue the ritual. But that's the danger, because what happens is when you make that contact with the demonic entity, and when it does look at you, it can literally, every fear and anxiety that you can possibly imagine, locks you in place.
Right.
And you're stuck.
Now, that time that I saw the black eyes, and then my sister had a dream the next day that she saw me with was that same demon attacking my sister or attaching to my sister? In an attempt to get to me because of my involvement?
Most certainly. Let me tell you something. And I tell this to everybody, especially anybody who studied demonology, I give this warning to everybody. The closer you get to God, the harder the devil works against you. And not only you, but also your family. And so, you know, I am constantly aware of what I'm doing, how I'm doing. I'm constantly aware of my family, what's going on with my family, if there's anything occurring. I bless my home literally on a daily basis. Because of the stuff that they do. And you have to, because understand that possession is rare. Demonic infestation is rare, and you're right. What happens is paranormal group says, oh no, someone passed gas, that's a demon. No, it's fine,
right.
It's Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And so
which could be very close.
I think it said Julia.
But you're right. And that's why you need somebody who's trained, who's a demonologist, who can go in, and you can do the signs, you know what the signs are, and then you can say, hey, look, we need to get clergy in here so we can take care of this. But it is rare, but it does occur.
Well, I tell you, Bishop Long, I wish we had longer to talk to him, because this is number one for me. When I was a child, I went from Irish Catholic to Southern Baptist. My mother married a Baptist man, and we started going to church with him and stuff, and I met a man called Brother York, which I was an exorcist.
Okay.
And I wasn't supposed to be in the back room, but I told Nathan this story. I told our listeners the story. The lady had demons cast out of her and put into his wife. He did, and spoke to him. My dad didn't agree with that. He said, you know, Jesus, he pulled them out and put them in the swine, and then they ran and drowned themselves. And Dad always had a big problem with that. But I remember her eyes rolling back in her head, and I remember her violently shaking. And I don't know if it was power of suggestion or if it was the devil or a demon. And another thing, I mean, that's what got me started, but are these demons? I mean, are they on the street corners? Are they in the alleyways waiting for people? I mean, and then they just attach to a life?
I tell people where there are spirits, there are demons as well. But demonic infestation, again, demonic infestation and demonic possession are rare. But you really have to go out looking for this stuff. And, for example, provoking. I tell paranormal groups, stop provoking. Stop it. Stop throwing holy water around like it's tap water.
Right.
Because what's happening is obviously what's happening is paranormal groups, some are telling people, oh, just throw holy water around. Well, if you have a demonic infestation and you throw holy water around and it makes contact with a negative object, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have a reaction. And if the homeowners are not prepared to go to the second step and stop it. Or the same thing, for example, a wife, the true case, the husband was going in transient possession, and a paranormal group, they're just trying to help because this is what's on TV, told them to bless his bed, put salt water under his bed, put a Bible under his bed, all this other stuff. Well, that's dumb.
Right, yeah. Stand on one foot.
Yes. Well, what's going to happen at 4 o'clock in the morning? Well, the man's going to go in transient possession. because what you've done is provoked the entity, because that's what I do when I go into a home that someone is possessed. If they're in transient possession, they're not in a possessed state, I go in and I do several things to force that entity to manifest itself. By blessing his side of the bed, by putting holy water inside of the bed, by pulling a Bible inside, you're going to provoke this thing.
Right.
And then when you do, it's going to show itself. And then you have a wife at 4 o'clock in the morning who's being attacked by her husband who's in transient possession.
Right. Bishop Long, if you provoke these things, yes, if you do, what is the best thing a person could know to do to protect himself? If there's possible, I know it's everybody's against it, but if someone did, is there a way to
help them before it becomes a case where they're going to have to call you in?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think realizing if they provoke it, and for example, there was a perfect case here in Kentucky. There's a cemetery called, it's affectionately known as Gates of Hell Cemetery.
Okay.
And it's known as the Gates of Hell for a reason, because there's a lot of people, what they did is they actually buried up graves, they performed witchcraft, satanic rituals, etc.
Oh, man.
It was pretty terrible stuff. And so after dark, we did some investigation over there, and there was a paranormal investigator who wasn't with after dark, he was just visiting, and he kept provoking. Come on, if you do something, if you're supposed to be so bad, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
By the time I showed up, because I had to do mass, and I showed up a little late, he literally ran to my car and was almost in tears because they caught an EVP. Because he kept saying that something feels like something's following him, and he said on audio, "Why are you following me?" And right. He got a very clear response, "Because you mocked me."
Right.
I mean, he was shaken. Now, so first of all, if you're going to go out there and you're going to provoke, stop. Stop.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I would absolutely go to some type of cleansing or whatever. I respect people's faith, whether it be a shaman healer, or whether it be Reiki, whether it be Muslim. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
As long as they go to someone and they spiritually cleanse themselves, that has to be done. Because if not, you can have an attachment.
Right.
And so I tell people quite often, if you do provoke, stop it, and then get some help, whatever faith that you're in. Because
there's a lot of people on TV that provoke, and there's some hit shows out there right now where they provoke, and they're probably not ready to do it, but they do it anyway, and things could happen. I mean, I truly believe things can attach to your life.
I can't divulge the name, but I absolutely know for a fact that one of those shows, there was provoking. And now there's personal problems.
Right.
And I'm actually in contact with the individual. There are personal issues that are going on now.
See, that's the scary thing about it, man. You go out and you do this ghost busting, this ghost hunting stuff, and sometimes you're trying to help somebody else, and you end up getting hurt.
Sure. There's a difference, too, because people have asked me to come in and do a blessing.
Okay.
I'm not a priest. I'm not a reverend. In my bio, it says I'm not these things. I'm not a demonologist. I actually got that idea from going to a conference when I was studying under John.
But you are a tele-evangelist.
Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Clay, come on, Pastor Clay. All proceeds go to the Long of Dr. Long. Bishop Long over here.
I rock out.
But I was at the conference with John, and I'm sitting there at a conference, somebody looks over and says, "So are you studying under John to be an exorcist like him?" And I looked over and went, "John's not an exorcist. What are you talking about?"
Right. Yeah, that's me, because John never told anybody.
John's the first one who says, "I'm not
that's
an
right.
exorcist."
Absolutely.
And that's why I go out and say, "I'm not a demonologist. I study these things.
Sure.
I will help people with malevolent haunts. I have no problem in going into these places. I know the blessings to protect myself better than the average person." You know, the average person who goes in and says, "No, I'll be safe. I'm surrounding myself with a white light." I just love that one.
Bishop Long, I just bought a new house. How do you bless your own home? Can you do it?
You can. Actually, the lady can perform the minor rite of exorcism. And that you do have that ability. So, which is fine. You can certainly do that, and it is a blessing of the home. Now, it is holy water. So you can perform that as a lady yourself. But it really is best to have a clergy.
Did you just call Sean a lady?
He did. He said, "Dude looks like a lady." Well, I've got that.
It's that Southern laziness. I should say, lady.
Thank you.
Lady.
My God, I'll tell you what.
You sure pretty.
You're going to get me beat up. You said it's not my words, man.
I just told you sure are pretty.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Priest.
It's about time somebody said it.
Boy, I made it, Mom. I've made it.
I'll give you an extra blessing.
That's terrible. Thank you.
The way we work, we're going to need a lot of
Bishop Long, you rock. We got to get your card. We got to get you back on the show, brother, because this is amazing to me. Nathan knows. This is one of my top subjects. I've always been interested.
Well, you know, so. It's one of those things. Also, when I talk to people about even my own theology is somewhat radical. Can an atheist go to heaven? Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Because if an atheist, and they, when they hear this from a bishop, they think, well, this guy is nuts. No, if an atheist lives their life by showing love and compassion to all, whether they know it or not, they're doing the work of God. And if they're doing the work of God, they're going to heaven.
Right.
Plain and simple. Can a Buddhist go to heaven? Yes. Can a Muslim? Yes. To say that you have to be absolutely have to be Christian, no, because if you're truly living your life, let me tell you something. I know some self-proclaimed Christians who are...
For everybody who's wondering, that buzzing they're hearing in the background is a tattoo.
They're giving me a tattoo. It's a sign of the cross. Thank you, Jesus.
while the bishop is
Bishop
here...
Bishop Long's getting... Mom on one arm and the Celtic crucifix on the other.
That's right. My God, I tell you what.
Things are different here in Louisville, man.
We don't play around.
Hey, man. He's getting those tattoos on his forearms, like
Popeye.
No, what was the movie with the the one with the demon hunting guy? It was just out last year with Ted or Bill and the guy from Bill and Ted's.
Constantine.
He's going to be able to pull the demons out of the darkness with his tattoos.
I'll put my knuckles, love and hate. On one there you one go. One love and this one hate.
So how many times do you actually get in the bathtub to pull out demons? Does that ever happen?
I'm not going to talk. You just said I look pretty. Now you're talking about bathtub. That's enough.
I would just like to know.
Where's my exorcism kit?
Wait, no, you were talking. You were talking about.
Wait. This is the perfect opportunity, Sean.
Disclaimer.
This is the disclaimer, Sean. We cannot have, considering all the stuff Sean and I do,
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their
affiliates. All right,
the old Catholic Church coming after us. That's the last thing we need.
I tell you what, though, Bishop Long, I've always said these things are out there.
Yeah.
Those black guys, they're in the darkness and they're waiting to pounce on people. And the only thing we can do really is believe in something and try to stay right and hope for the best, right?
I mean, most people, 99% of the people are going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's just the people that you have to really go out and look for this kind of stuff. You have to provoke the Ouija boards. I tell people, don't play with Ouija boards. The problem with Ouija boards is not because they're magical. The problem is say, ow, then you got to stop that, dude. That hurts a little bit.
He's getting a Ouija board tattoo.
No, I can sum it up, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Parker Brothers. Wow. Is that copyright? Can I say Parker Brothers?
That's a good plug.
I think so. Parker Brothers would like that, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Ouija, just a game, or is it?
Okay. So I think the problem with the Ouija board is the fact that you don't have a filter. You don't have a filter out from the evil, from the good. And so when you do make contact, and one thing that I always tell people is if you do play with the Ouija board, don't, but if you do, pay close attention to the spelling. Because demonic entities don't have the knowledge of spelling. And so what's going to happen often is that the spelling will be incorrect. And what it will do often is it will try to portray itself as a child. So then you're not thinking about, oh, it's a little kid, it can't spell correctly. So that's one way of determining whether or not you're dealing with a demonic entity, especially with playing with around the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I've often said with it, too, is the fact that if you wouldn't ask somebody who never had any training in being a medium to let a spirit talk to you.
Absolutely.
And that's basically what you're doing with a Ouija board.
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the last time, you know, somebody asked me, I said, no, the Ouija board is not evil. It's a piece of wood.
Sure.
It's a cute little toy. I've had them hanging on my walls before.
Yeah.
But would I recommend somebody go and use it?
Well, just like this ring, you know, the ring. I could do with this ring is not magical, but the fact of the intention. If I use this ring for the intention of making contact with the deceased, it could be good. It could be bad coming through. And so it's just something you don't do. And Francis is standing next to me. Francis is the.
Hi, Francis.
Hey, I've talked to you all a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
After dark paranormal investigations.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So I work very closely with Francis. Got to get you on this. And people ask me all the time if demons exist. And Francis and I are very good friends, and I work very closely with Francis. But I always tell them, do demons exist? Well, absolutely. Here you go.
There she is.
Proof is in the pudding.
Bishop Long, before we wrap up, I just wanted to ask you one question. Because somebody asked me this the other night when I was listening to you on another show. I was in a chat room. You were telling us the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Old Catholic. Is there a difference between the Old Catholic Church and the Orthodox Catholic Church?
Well, yeah, depend, and even in Orthodox churches, branches of Orthodox churches.
Right.
So the Roman Catholic Church, as far as our theology, we celebrate all seven sacraments. We celebrate Eucharist. We believe in transubstantiation. So anybody who is Roman Catholic, who is no longer going to church, I hear this all the time. People say, I used to be Roman Catholic. I'm not going to church anymore because of the politics of the church. So what I do is I invite them to the church because they still have that desire to be a part of Mass.
Right.
I say, come to church. Come celebrate with us. And they feel comfortable. So with us, we are even more liberal than some of the Orthodox churches because we ordain women. We are literally all-inclusive. And I defy anyone, to explain to me how you can discriminate against anybody based on race, gender, sexuality, whatever, age, it doesn't matter. We tell everyone, you're invited to the church, come as you are, not as who we want you to be.
Right. See, Gowan could show up in drag, and it would be okay.
You know what? I'm so open-minded, I'll supply you with the lipstick.
Say, I would come to your church. I tell you what, Bishop Long, if I ever get a chance, I'd love to come sit in on a service out there. I'd love to. Is it tonight?
5:30.
If I wasn't busy, I'd be there. But I got burned out in the Baptist aspect, man. I just, wow. On my whole life, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, man. And,
not that we have anything against the Baptist.
No, Baptist. For my dad, Baptists are great. But, man, I'm a believer now. You know, I believe in a higher power and righteousness and try to be good to people and karma. I believe in karma.
Absolutely. So do I. You got to live your life.
She was a dancer.
Was she?
No, I'm kidding.
I think I knew her back in 73.
Wait a minute. Now, first of all, he said, you look all burning. And now he's talking about some woman karma. You know what? You just broke my
I got
heart.
A lot of confessions today, though. I tell you.
Do you do confessions in the Old Catholic Church?
I do. Yeah, we believe in all seven sacraments.
Do they have one of the rooms like that you can step in?
You know what? They do. But honestly, people don't really use those anymore. I guess the old Roman Catholics still do.
It's so Sopranos, you know.
It is, yeah. So what'd you do today?
Yeah, I went and said I killed 15 people. It's okay now, though. Yeah.
I'm
Sopranos, man. I'll remember you not laughing next time you say something funny, buddy. Go ahead. But Bishop Long, isn't that terrible on the air? But you know what? It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure talking to you. It's an honor, and we'd love to get your card if we get you back on.
Okay, yeah, anytime.
It was great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank
you. All right, guys.
And where can people find you?
Well, the United States Old Catholic Church's website is usocc.org. And if they're a paranormal group and they need our help, they can go to paranormalclergy.com.
Paranormalclergy.com. There you have it, guys. Bishop Long. Thank you so much, Bishop Long.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with everything. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean, let's take a quick break. We're going to come up. I think we're going to wrap it up for the night here because there's just so much going on and we want to be a part of it. So we've got to wrap things up.
Okay, guys. Once again, we are coming to you live at the 2008 Mid-South Paranormal Convention in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky. And this is us signing off. Don't go changing, Ghost Hunters. No, I guess we're not.
I said we will be back. After this.
We'll be back to wrap up. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We love the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
The Darker Side of the Moon is a listener's guide to the creepy, the spooky, and the unexplained. The Darker Side is an alternative variety show that delves deep into the shadowy secrets of just about everything, from the occult to dark comedy. Sometimes serious, but mostly fun. Our show has a little for everyone. Join me, Becky Ray, and Laura Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Pacific at DarkerSideRadio.com.
technology today.
Technology today.
The objective is to kill men.
The goal of the demonic is death. Plain and simple, it is death.
All of a sudden, he gets slapped in the face and he flies against the wall. And he hands it to her across the face.
Very scary here. Everything about it is scary. To work in this field, I think, is very scary. It was escalating to where objects started moving.
This is a war that we're fighting. What you're talking about does not make any sense. It is from another time and place.
Technology today. Class is now in session.
Featuring Chad Deal, Alan Glissell, and Deborah Johnson.
Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the I Am Haunted Radio Network.
Hello, this is Christopher Saint, and you're listening to Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show, and we're the Booth Brothers with Children of the Grave. Now stay tuned to the hot, is that radio show? Who was that again? Yeah. Okay. Stay tuned and listen to Ghostman and Demon Hunter, they rock.
Hey, Ghostman and Demon Man, whatever.
Ghostman and Demon Man, yeah. Thanks, guys.
In there, Sean, before we wrap up for the week.
Yeah,
and look who we have standing in front of us now as we're getting ready to wrap up.
What a strapping man we got here.
That's the way you fit into that shirt, I just got to say. LGHS just has a whole new meaning to me.
I can't see the L and the S. Stretched, it's GH. That's Dale, guys, from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. Dale, thanks for having us this year, brother.
I hope you guys have had a good time. Nathan, I'm glad to have you this year.
You always want.
I can't believe I haven't been kicked out yet. He tried to do it a couple times, I think, but he couldn't find me today.
I'll tell you what, like I said, I'm just coming over here to check on y'all. I will do this for you. This is Dale Clark from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society, and you're listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.
We love you, man. And see, we're getting plugs, man, for free.
We are. This is awesome. We're just getting ready to wrap up the show for the night, and we know it's a little bit shorter than most of our shows, but like we said, there's just so much going on here. We got to get out there. We got to be part of it. We got to have fun. You guys,
we got to jump in, baby.
You better come next year, and you know,
that'll be the 2009 Mid South Paranormal Convention.
That's right. Next week we will actually not be here. We're doing some work. Sean is going to be setting up his new house.
I'm going to be down at the
Haunted Hickory. We're going to be back in 2 weeks though, and we want you all here with us when we do it.
I'm actually going to come out and spend the night with Bishop Long, I think.
Don't forget, folks, though, that we're still going to be back in 2 weeks. But if you miss any part of this show or any Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, you can catch it on Planet Paranormal, Podbean, Pod-O-Matic, Podcast Pickle, iTunes, Blueberry, there's Mediafly. You can often find us on Para-X Radio and the Black Vault Radio Network and the Podfeed Network. We're just out there everywhere. Listen to us. Build our numbers. We need you. And be sure to
check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com. That's right. Log on to our forums because we really want to hear from you.
That's right, folks. And like I said, 2 weeks. We'll see you then. We love you.
We're out of here. Don't go changing, Ghost Hunters. You know we won't. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Say good night to the bad guy.